Third paragraph of my top Mishnah, a Torah as Mezai Shloisha Yom Kodin, a regular Bokalahi Menach Zeil Shiva. Tanakama holds that if a person was misabled 3 days out of the 7 days before the regal, then the comes of the regal, he cuts off the rest of the Shiva. We don't pass him like this. We pass him that even if he was sat Shiva for 1 minute before the regal, that's enough. But this Tana holds that the Shloisha Yom must be Eka, severity of the Avelis, severity of the change after the first 3 days. You have to have at least that amount of Avelis in order for the Rego to remove the rest of the ship. Shemoyla, if he had 8 days, which means 7 days and a little bit of the eighth day, but when Menor, Zeyo Shloisha, then he finishes the Shloisha also and he's allowed to take a haircut. Let's say Sha'amru. Shabbos that every Shiva has a Shabbos. It cannot be that when Shabbos comes, it cuts off the Avelis. So if you never have a Shiva, so Shabbos is part of the Avelis. Just what? It's considered what? On the other hand, there would be room to say, well, if you're not being misabel on Shabbos, you shouldn't count for 1 in 7 days, you should have an 8th day. No. Since Dvorim should have tin and noyeg, and Shabbos, private things, Tashu Shamita, Vimiratayu, is also on Shabbos. So therefore, it's considered a day of Avelis. Regolim, Avsikim, Veinim, Oilim. A regal is mafsik, which means that if a person started the veil before the regal, it stops his shiva whenever the regal started. And also enam oilim, if a person never somebody died in the middle of yontav of cholamoyim, so the days of cholamoyim do not count as one of the 7 days of the veil, aside from second day in chutzlar, it does count, but the yontav itself and the cholamoyim do not count. One can be Menachem the Avol during Yom Tov and Chol Moed.